Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Sellerness. You know, been pretty interesting in the last, like, probably 5 to 10 years, because for many years, Italian whites were kind of a nothing sandwich. There just wasn't a whole lot of there. But it seems like in the last 5 to 10 years, Al, there's really been some movement to making some wines that are really pretty interesting.
Oh, you're not kidding, Hugh. Today, some of my favorite whites in the whole world coming from Italy. I'm thinking of Arneas. I'm thinking of Vermentino. Lovely, lovely wines. A great, great variety. And I have three that I'd like to talk about. The first comes from the Veneto. It's called Suave Classico. This is from the Veneto region in Italy. And 2018 is the vintage, $18 is the price. 100% Garganego, and it's just a totally delightful white wine, fresh and refreshing. It comes from the Veneto region, and it's a classic. This has a huge following in Italy, and there's little wonder. This particular Suave is light, but it's packed with flavor. It also is just ever so slightly frizzante. And the aroma is beautiful. It's quite floral. It reminds me of apple tree blossoms. And the flavors center on Meyer lemons, vanilla toffee, and Rose's lime juice, which has a very distinctive aroma. In other words, there's a touch of sweetness balanced by bright acidity. I would have this wine just sitting on the back porch on a hot day, just sipping away at it. Really, really nice. Let's move to Tuscany. This is Le Due Arbie. Bianco Toscano. So it's a white Tuscan. This is a bone dry Italian white that is custom designed for shellfish. Now, if you love scallops or clams or oysters, you'll love this wine. Medium golden color, light in body and crisp in texture. The wine has an aroma of key lime pie with all that kind of sweet citrus going on. Just a lot of fun. The flavors are truly dry, and there's just a ton of minerality, lots of lemon peel, lots of acidity. And although this fruit is dry, there is a depth of flavor that really, really works, and it just gives it a lot of polish and a very enjoyable, again, a very good dinner wine. Now, here's one here that really cracked me up. I love this one. It's Ercole Bianco Monferrato, and Monferrato is in Piedmont. And it's very similar to a well-known wine called Gavi. It's made from the Cortese grape. And what makes this particular bottling from Ercole a lot of fun? It comes in a 1-liter bottle. It's wonderful. I was so tickled. And it's only $13. Wow. As I said, this is made from the Cortese grape with a dash of Sauvignon Blanc, a little Chardonnay thrown in, which I think really smooths off some of the more acidic edges. And on the palate, this wine is dry, but it's round. It's got some softness to it, but there's good brisk acidity. But the thing that really impressed me, I had this with pasta and tomato sauce. The tomato sauce brought out this unexpected richness, a sweetness in the wine, and the two of them went together so well. So don't hesitate to have white wine with pasta sometime. It's really a lot of fun. So these are good values. We'll put them on the website and help you go shopping for them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.